The Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy, and today we're at Article 7, number 7. So the first part of the statement, this article, the affirmation is this: we affirm that inspiration was the work in which God, by His Spirit, through human writers, gave us His Word. The origin of Scripture is divine. The mode of divine inspiration remains largely a mystery to us. So Article 7 spells out in more detail what is implied in Article 6. Inspiration is from God by His Spirit, but in Article 7, human writers are referenced. Human beings are the instruments by which God's Word has come to us. Throughout the history of the church, the Holy Scriptures classically have been described with this Latin term, vox Dei, and it simply means the voice of God. So the source of Scripture is God. He is the source. It is His voice. Scripture is His words. But at the same time, the Scriptures come to us through men. Men are used and come to us as the words of men. Men were the agents through which the Scriptures come to us. God, in His infinite wisdom, chose to use man as instruments, to work through men, to give the world His Word. That's how He spoke to man, spoke to us, to reveal Himself to us, tell us who He is. In 2 Timothy 3:16, says, all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. So this verse of Scripture in 2 Timothy tells us that all Scripture is breathed out, metaphorically speaking, from the mouth of God. God is the author of Scripture. That's what makes the Bible unlike any other book, because it is God's Word. That is why it is infallible and true. And it is sufficient and clear so that we can know everything needed for salvation and for eternal life. So the Word is breathed out from God. It was then transmitted to man under the supervision and guidance or superintendence of God. The human writers then received the Word and then recorded the Word for us. Once again, this article then reaffirms that the origin of Scripture is divine. Human writers, human agents, using their language, but the origin, the source of Holy Scripture is from God. It's important that we just constantly remember that, the origin of Scripture. Some people may say, well, if the Bible was written by men, then how can it be God's Word? Or how did this all take place? Explain this to me. How did it all happen? How did God do it? What was the process? What mode did God use to put His Word down on paper through these men? Some people want this explained to them. But Article 7 wisely ends the affirmation with this statement: the mode of divine inspiration remains largely a mystery to us. It is largely a mystery. Many people have different theories about the mode and the process that God used, but no one can explain it exactly in detail. This is one of many mysteries that God has seen fit to leave us with, at least for now. I mean, you can look at many mysteries that we have about God and mysteries from His Word. How did God make the universe? I don't know. How did His Son, the divine, take on human flesh? How did God raise Him from the dead? Or how does God impart life to sinful hearts? I can't explain these things. There are many mysteries, and that's okay with me. We remember in our study of Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please God. So there is an element of faith involved in believing that God's Word is divine and the origin, the source is from God. Deuteronomy 29:29 says that the secret things belong to the Lord our God. But the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law. I know this for certain. God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, spoke through men who wrote down His word, and it is a blessing that we will be eternally grateful for. And the second part, it says that we deny that inspiration can be reduced to human insight or to heightened states of consciousness of any kind. Why must we deny this? Why is this important? Man uses the word inspiration or inspired to describe many things, maybe moments of great insight that men may have. We may say, oh, his speech was so inspiring. Or we read a good book and we say, that book really inspired me. I thought about Thomas Edison. He had moments of great inspiration, all of his inventions. We see acts of heroism sometimes that are inspiring, acts of human achievements. Man was made in the image of God and is capable of great inspiration and able at times to inspire others too. But this is not in any way the origin of Scripture. If in any way we attribute the Word of God to the thoughts or inspiration of man, then our view of the Bible is incorrect. We have diminished it to some degree. God's power, His inspiration, His supervision, His voice was at work through the human agents that He chose to give us His holy word. It is so important that our view of the source of Scripture is correct. If we get this right, then our view of Scripture remains the highest, for there is no one higher than God.